Chapter 28. Summer waited in the lounge 20 minutes before phoning Julie's room. Receiving no answer, she waited another 5 minutes, then went upstairs and knocked on her door. Her concern heightened when she noticed a Do Not Disturb sign dangling from the doorknob. She saw a nightmaid was working her way down the corridor, turning down beds, and convinced her to check Julie's room. Opening the door and turning on the light, the maid gasped in shock. Julie was seated on the floor with her arms behind her back and tied to the bed frame with a sheet. Another sheet was wrapped around her ankles while a pillowcase covered her head. A desperate wiggling of her arms and legs revealed that she was very much alive. Summer burst past the maid and ripped the pillowcase off Julie's head. Julie's wide eyes looked at Summer in relief as the American untied a knotted stocking that was wrapped around Julie's head in a gag. "Are you hurt?" Summer asked, moving on to untie the sheet binding Julie's arms.
"No, I'm okay," she stuttered, fighting back tears of fear and relief rolled into one.
"Just a little scared."
She quickly regained her composure while finding a steady voice.
"He was actually quite gentle. I don't think he meant to harm me."
"It was just one man?" Julie nodded. "Did you see what he looked like?"
"No, I'm afraid not. I think he was hiding in the bathroom, and I walked right past. He turned the lights off, then threw that pillowcase over my head. I don't have a clue what he looked like. I just remember that his clothes seemed lumpy or padded."
The hotel manager soon arrived, followed by a pair of Canterbury police officers. They carefully searched the room, then took a detailed report from Julie, Summer, and the maid. The historian had left her purse in the room, but it wasn't taken by the thief. Julie looked at Summer with dread when she realized that the only item missing from the room was Kitchener's diary. "Typical hotel burglary attempt," Summer heard one of the officers tell the hotel manager out in the corridor. "She obviously surprised him in the room, and he decided to tie her up before fleeing. I don't have to tell you that there's a slim chance of catching the bugger."
"Yes, unfortunately, I've seen it before," the manager replied. "Thank you, detective."
The hotel manager returned to the room and apologized profusely to Julie, promising to have increased security on the floor all night. After he left, Summer offered to let Julie sleep in her room.
"Yes, if you don't mind. I think I'd be much more comfortable," she said. "Let me grab my toothbrush."
Julie walked into the bathroom, then suddenly called to Summer.
"What is it, Julie?" she said, rushing in.
Julie stood with a grim look on her face, pointing to a small vanity mirror next to the sink. The room thief had left her a warning, written in her own pink lipstick on the mirror. Pointed and succinct, it said simply, "Let K be."